It's here and now. Today in Salt Lake City, President Trump announced a plan to shrink Bears Ears National Monument by up to 85% and cut in half the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Both are in Utah.
With your help in treating our natural bounty with respect, gratitude, and love, we will put our nation's treasures to great and wonderful use. Families will hike.
But what kind of use? A national monument has similar protections to a national park, but a monument is designated by a president, not Congress, under the American Antiquities Act. Eliminating those protections comes as good news to oil and gas companies, as well as Republican lawmakers and many rural residents who say the monument designations made by Presidents Obama for Bears Ears and Clinton for Grand Staircase Escalante are federal overreach and hurt the local economy. But environmentalists and a group of five Native American nations are pushing back. Davis Philfred is a Navajo Nation Council delegate and member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. He joins us by Skype from the reservation. And Davis, you disagree with the president's plan. Why?
Well, first of all, this is ironic that the feds are doing this to us along with the Utah delegation. None of the Utah delegation, including Secretary Zinke, never came to the Navajo Nation to discuss any of this. We, on the other hand, did a due diligence with the Antiquities Act.
Well, the Antiquities Act, this protects some native lands. You know, tell us more about what you would have said to Utah lawmakers or federal lawmakers had they asked.
We would have told them that any shrinkage, any reduction is unacceptable. And in fact, we need to protect more lands because a lot of the lands are unprotected.
Well, people can maybe picture it. It's just beautiful land. It has the famous Red Rock canyons and also ancient Navajo artifacts.
Yes, ma'am. We have a lot of looting that are still occurring, a lot of vandalism, and a lot of grave robbing. You know, we have remains that are still there that are being disturbed, including the petroglyphs that are being shot at.
So there's burial grounds, there's cliff dwellings here. There had been proposals for drilling in this area, in Bears Ears, before the Obama administration, just before President Obama left office, made it a monument. Is that your biggest fear? I mean, aside from, you know, the robbery that's going on of the artifacts, what is your concern?
Yes, we as a Navajo Nation, we are an energy tribe. We have a lot of coal mine, and we have the petroleum where I come from. So our soil, our land, our water, our air, everything is contaminated. And I've been saying that they left all their debris behind. We have pipes that are still in the ground that are not being used. Mines that are still open for uranium. And what they're wanting is they want fracking and all these hazardous stuff and trying to pump out the oil. Doing that to Bear Ears is devastating.
You think it's dangerous. Well, what do you say to your fellow Navajo Nation members? There's Marie Holliday. She also served on the San Juan County Public Lands Advisory Council. She felt, as others do, that making it a monument was closing the door to Navajo members. I mean, because the argument is that if this area can be open, this is one of the poorest areas in the state, and that there could be resources and revenue potentially for people who live there.
People can say that, but my argument is we're not that poor. We're not as they say that we are, and we have a lot of other opportunities in other areas, and this is not closing the doors to a lot of things.
But do you think that President Obama made the same mistake that you say President Trump is in not consulting with the Navajo?
We sat down with the previous Secretary of Interior, Sally Jewell, and she made her way up to the monument. And we went over tons of meetings and hours. There is a difference.
Well, presidents make the designation of monuments, but some people feel that this antiquities law is gray, that it's not clear to them whether a president can then shrink a monument. Some experts say this has been the role of Congress, but President Trump feels that it's his. Will you take this to court?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, that's Davis Philfred, a Navajo Nation Council delegate, member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. And tell me something. How often are you there? How often are you in Bear's Ears? And what does it feel like to you when you're there?
We, when you go there, you leave all your troubles behind. You feel regenerated. And I've been going there on a monthly basis, pretty much, sometimes twice a month. And a lot of people want to go there, and they want a tour of where, you know, all these sites are. So we take them there. So it's really a breathtaking, especially now with the winter season coming upon us. It's beautiful. You need to go out there.
Davis, thank you very much.
Thank you.